Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. By now, you will probably have read Forbes magazine. No? Well, it's the new issue which lists the 72 most powerful people in the world. And, shock, horror, guaranteed headline, at number one is not Barack Obama. The Forbes list of the world's most powerful people is an annual event, allowing everyone to have a guess. After all, if the Forbes editors can do it, so can we. They seek to quantify the unquantifiable. A list of the world's most wealthy people is measurable. At the top is the person with the most money. A list of the best Premier League football teams in England last season, that's achievable. At the top, Manchester United. In 20th position, QPR. However, a league table of powerful people is subjective and inevitably flawed. Forbes has four criteria to select what they boldly, perhaps coldly, describe as the 72 people that matter from the 7.2 billion people on the planet. Criteria 1. How many people they have power over. 2. The financial resources they control. 3. If they have influence in more than one sphere. 4. How actively they wield their power to change the world. Well, this writer's guess is that Vladimir Putin is not more powerful than the man he knocked off the number one place, Barack Obama. They've got Putin 1, Obama 2. Well, against Putin's 142 million population and falling, Obama has 314 million and growing. The American economy dwarfs the Russian. The American military is 20 years ahead of its Russian counterpart and has military bases around the world from which to project its overwhelming power. Mr. Putin may well have outfoxed Mr. Obama on Syria this year. He may dominate Russia and Russia's near abroad. But by the criteria of Forbes, surely the American has more influence in the rest of the Middle East, in North America, South America, Africa, Australasia, and in controlling the world's sea lanes. The Forbes guys think differently, and they're entitled to be wrong. They're also entitled to think that the Amazon boss Jeff Bezos, in at 15, is more powerful than the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, 57, who himself is 18 places behind the man he nominated to be the Governor of the Bank of Japan, Haruhiko Kuroda, 39. Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, falls out of the top 10 to number 11. He's replaced at number 10 by the CEO of Walmart, Michael Duke. Now, one of these men spent the year planning the departure of thousands of troops from Afghanistan, overseeing the world's sixth largest economy, and curtailing hundreds of millions of pounds in aid to India. The other bestrode the American retail market like a colossus. You can decide who you think wields the most power, and therein lays the strength and the weakness of the list. It's essentially a list about opinion. It draws a conclusion, guaranteed to gain bigger headlines than if Obama had remained number one. It's froth. It's fun, though. And it has its use in sparking debate about geopolitics and power projection. After all, who could argue that the Pope should be in at number four and the King of Saudi Arabia at eight? Or vice versa? That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.